A source of irritation. Stacy Aumônier. The largely forgotten Stacy Aumônier, 1877 to 1928, had success in several careers before his death from tuberculosis. Born in London, he was a highly regarded landscape painter, his work being exhibited at the Royal Academy. Unusually, he also was the subject of numerous works by other artists, with several portraits of him, generally dressed in elegant evening clothes, hanging in the National Portrait Gallery. He also was well known as an entertainer, appearing at the Criterion and other distinguished theatres, and was lauded for one-man shows that he wrote as well as performed. The Observer noted, "He could walk out alone before any audience, from the simplest to the most sophisticated, and make it laugh or cry at will." This remarkable skill on the stage translated well to the page, especially his short stories. While his 6 novels are not particularly distinguished, many of his nearly 100 short stories were regarded as masterpieces by some of his contemporaries, including the Nobel laureate John Galsworthy, who averred that Aumônier was one of the best short story writers of all time, and that he would outlive all the writers of his day. James Hilton, the author of Lost Horizon, Goodbye Mr. Chips, Random Harvest, and other massive bestsellers, selected Aumônier's The Octave of Jealousy as his favourite story of all time. Miss Bracegirdle Does Her Duty, collected in Miss Bracegirdle and Others, 1923, is probably his best-known story. A shy, conservative woman closes the door to her room and sees a man on her bed, apparently asleep but actually dead. Realizing she is in the wrong room, she seeks to escape, but the door handle has broken and she winds up hiding beneath his bed. It served as the basis for a short film of the same title, released in 1926, with Janet Alexander starring as Millicent Bracegirdle. It was made again in 1936 with Elsa Lanchester. Finally, it was filmed as an episode on the 3rd season of Alfred Hitchcock Presents, airing on February 2, 1958, with Mildred Natwick as the unfortunate Miss Bracegirdle. The 1940 motion picture Spy for a Day, also released as The White Flower of a Blameless Life, was inspired by A Source of Irritation, but largely reimagined as a comedy, starring Douglas Wakefield, Paddy Brown, and Jack Allen. It also was produced as an episode of Studio 57 in 1958, with Joel Aldrich, John Banner, and Helmut Dantine. A Source of Irritation was originally published in the January 1918 issue of The Century magazine. It was first collected in The Lover Duck and Other Stories, London, Hutchinson, 1921.